medium, and I use it as an intuitive consultant. And I'm here tonight to do nonstop free psychic readings. The number to call will be 1-888-268-4313. And if you'd like, send some feedback to BBS Radio. Their email is contact@blogandservice.com. Hi, caller. Caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Caller.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Misty. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Oh, good. I got a lot of friends in South Carolina. Let me just jump. Good. All good, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me jump into your reading. I'm getting some stuff for you now. I feel like I'm, I want to say that, I'm like resting.
Resting?
Resting. Like, need to meditate and take it easy for a while. Like I might have just went through a little bit of a trying time.
Yes, I have.
Almost like my nerves are, like I had a hard time. Like the last couple of weeks might have been a little rough on me.
Well,
there's a need to
put a lot on myself with other friends.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, I am hearing that there is definitely a need to stay quiet for a while and stay close to home and relax and meditate.
That's,
if you're into
that's
meditating,
a great
I
thing
feel like
to
you
say.
You do meditate, and
I'll take that advice.
And that you do need to another 2 weeks, I feel, and you'll be through a cycle that's been a little dramatic and a little rough on me, and things will start falling into place for you.
Wow.
I'm hearing there's going to be an important decision for you to make soon. Probably within 30 days, you're going to be dealing with an important decision.
An important decision?
Yeah. That requires a lot of reflection and thought. You're just going to find yourself thinking a lot about life and where it's taken me and what I want to do. And almost like the next stage, the next part of my journey, you're going to be at a crossroads, and you're going to be spending some time deciding which way
you'd
like to go.
Oh, I could take any road, huh?
What's that?
I said I could take either road then, right?
Right, right. But the decision-making and the process of making up your mind may take a while, and you should really reflect on it and go within with it.
Okay.
Okay, you'll receive answers from within on the next stage of the journey, whatever this is you're going to be dealing with.
Mm.
Also,
that's some heavy thinking.
Friends are also going to be important too. That there's some friends around you that are going to be very helpful with your decision making. So rely heavily on your friends and listen to what they got to say to you. Because they're going to be, I'm feeling like one or two close friends are going to, their intuition and their input into your life is going to be very helpful to you.
Hello?
Okay. And prayer. I keep hearing prayer around you.
You're breaking in and out there.
Can you hear me okay?
I heard intuition and friends, and then I didn't hear anything.
Okay. You have some close friends, and you can rely on their intuitive abilities also.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes, I've got some excellent friends that have great gifts.
Okay. I'm getting a very strong connection to God with you, and prayer
yes,
is a very
I
important
do.
Part of your life.
Right.
And you can rely on that, too. It's very...
He
very important,
first.
Very significant to you, prayer and your connection to the Holy Spirit and God.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because that is a very good affirmation.
Okay, and I'm also hearing for the next 30 days, continue to be cautious and prudent and really think out your actions and your thoughts. Really think about what it is you want to do and how you're going to do it. I'm just feeling an importance of spending some time on your thoughts for the next couple of weeks. So I wouldn't do anything rash or anything hasty. You know, it's almost like a friendship might have suffered a little bit. There was a strain in a friendship, and it might be creating a little bit of a loneliness for you. Or some heavy-duty thoughts, and it's pertaining to a friendship.
If anything, I think it's, when that happens, I think it makes it a lot stronger.
Right, it does. And it will.
Mm-hmm.
And it will. As long as you can go slow with your thoughts and think everything out before you make your next move.
If I listen with my heart, right?
What's that?
I said if I listen with my heart and not my mind.
Yes. Yes. Within. Everything here is within with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be pulled there, and you're going to spend a lot of time there, and it's what you should be doing, and it's the thing that's going to help you most. Meditation, reflection, staying close to home, being cautious and prudent, and really thinking out. And also advice from your friends. Don't be afraid to listen to your friends with their advice.
Right. Don't be too proud to listen to others.
Right. And within the next 30 days, there's some type of a partnership coming together, too. It's going to be deep. It's going to be... I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was a romantic connection or a very, very deep friendship. And there's going to be a coming together of hearts. And I wouldn't be afraid to say it's going to be in business either. It might even go into business or some type of a project that's close to your heart, but somebody else is going to get drawn into it and become a part of it. And there may be a partnership growing out of it. Okay? I would look for this, like, within the next 30 days.
Okay.
I feel as though this person may even be new. They might not even be on the scene yet. He or her might arrive within the next 30 days. I'm being pulled to, like, maybe 2 weeks from now. Someone new coming in, they're very interested, very talented, and they might catch your heartstrings and your interests on a deeper level. So be open to that. It may even start out as...
That's funny.
It may even start out as two talented people coming together to create something and then going a little bit deeper than what you expected.
Wow.
Okay. And
I don't know.
I'm also hearing that there's a very good chance that it could blossom into a significant relationship, even a romance. So be very alert to anybody that comes into your life to create or do something with you, and then it gets a little deeper after that. Okay?
Oh,
and
really?
I feel as though there's been something upsetting, like an argument or a friendship split, and I feel like that's going to blow over. Probably within 30 days, it'll be almost like it never even happened. Everybody involved will be peaceful and friendly.
Well, that's good.
Okay?
I think people tend to just take things a little bit too hard sometimes, you know?
Yep. Because I am getting a dispute or an argument or some type of turmoil between people, and it's definitely blowing over and getting better. And everybody's going to come back together again.
Oh, wow, that's so good. You're just right on target, I tell you. I don't know about this man, though.
Thank you. I got some numbers for you. I have a 2 and a 9 and an 8.
2, a 9, and an 8?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good luck. And do you have I heard you had a group or something on Yahoo?
Yes, I have a Yahoo group. If you just go to Yahoo Groups and punch in going within two, it should take you right there.
Going who?
Going within underscore two.
Okay.
And if you can't find it, my links are on my bio page at BBS Radio.
Okay.
Or you can just email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com.
You're breaking up there? What did you say?
If you can't find me through the links, just email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I'll make sure you find me.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
For everything.
Thank
and,
you.
Everything that you said was just so right on with my personal life and everything. And
great.
I will definitely listen more, and I will definitely pay more attention to others.
Great.
Telling and listen to more of their advice.
Great. I'll be here 4 days a week starting in April.
What
I'll
will
have,
your schedule
two
be?
Two noon shows and two midnight shows.
Which days will they be?
It'll be Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, Friday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, and then every Wednesday night at midnight and every Sunday night at midnight.
Oh, that's great.
Non-stop readings.
Thank you so much.
All for free.
Look forward to hearing them.
At bbsradio.com.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
BBS. Thank you.
And welcome to BBS.
Okay, thank you. You have a good night. Okay, if you'd like to call in for a reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Hello, caller? Hello?
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 Yes.
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I can barely hear you, but I'm just going to jump into your reading. As long as you can hear me fine, I'm happy.
Okay. I can hear you. Hello?
Okay. With you, I'm getting, you're going into a cycle that's going to increase your health and your happiness. I almost got a, they're making me feel like like either me or somebody very close to me has maybe been a little emotionally distraught or depressed or exhausted, and I just feel like I'm hearing strength is being given to me and strength is going to be coming to me.
Okay.
And anybody that I'm connected to or I'm dealing with. I'll pick up on family members or somebody that you're very close to.
Uh-huh.
And I do feel like there may be somebody that's in need of an uplifting.
Oh, yes.
Okay, emotionally and mentally. It's the cycle that you're going into is going to be very good for you as far as being uplifted. I'm hearing, if you're dealing with any type of an illness, I'm hearing a recovery or an improvement in illness. And you're right on top of it. So if there is somebody that's hurting or suffering, I feel as though there's going to be an improvement or even a complete recovery.
Great.
What I'm also feeling is like I might have been also with you. Like I might have been through a little rough period in my life and it's taken its toll, and that's changing for you. Yeah, and you're right on top of it now. Things are going to get much better for you. I'm
you
hearing
see
if there's any
changes?
Obstacles in your way, or if any obstacles do appear, that
uh-huh.
you're going to get through anything that is thrown in your path, really, especially for the next 30 days.
Okay. Do you see any major
I'm
changes?
I'm also feeling that just when you think you can't do it or you can't go on, you're going to get a surge of energy and and you're going to do just fine.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to do well under pressure. If you have anything difficult coming up or you're worried about something, you're going to do fine.
Okay.
I'm
do you
also
think major changes?
Being shown some plans with you being put into action. Like I want to do something a certain way or start something a certain way, and between now and the end of April is when you're going to put these plans into action, and they're going to do well.
Okay.
I'm hearing achievements and success with any type of plans that you are thinking about getting into.
Do you think dealing with relationships?
I'm also hearing passing interviews and exams. If you have any testing coming up or interviews of any kind, you're going to do well with them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also feeling that as long as you focus on truth and light and goodness, that's what you're going to get back. It's very important for you to stay focused on truth and goodness.
Okay.
You may be tempted to fight fire with fire between now and the end of April. Don't do it. Use goodness. Use the opposite, truth and goodness, and you'll come out on top.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm hearing jealousy and spiteful behavior being a part of what's going on with you, or it will be by the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you want to use reverse psychology and use honey instead of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be the best approach for you when you run into any type of jealousy or spiteful behavior. Use honey, I'm hearing. Use honey with everything that gets in your way.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff here. Now, as things pick up for you,
mm-hmm.
as things pick up for you and start moving again for you, and things are feeling better around you, and the people are feeling better around you, you may go into the end of April with. It may level off on you. It may look like things are really taking off and things are really going good, and then it might level off a little bit around the end of April. Don't let that throw you.
Okay.
Because it's going to be for a lot of different circumstances, a lot of different reasons and circumstances I'm hearing with you. And the best way to handle it is between now and the end of April, take a wait-and-see approach, and don't be afraid to sleep on anything. I mean, what I'm trying to explain is you're going to start feeling so good and motivated and inspired that you're going to want to really push ahead and start doing a lot of different things. And I believe it would be beneficial for you to, instead of doing any major changes in your life, even though you feel like this is the time to do it, give it until the end of April if you can, and sleep on everything that comes your way.
Okay.
It would be much more beneficial for you instead of making changes now, even though you feel like you should. Take a wait-and-see approach for the next 30 days, and then make your decisions. Okay?
Okay. Do you see anything with relationships?
Okay, and I have some numbers for you.
Okay.
I have 8, 16, and 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I can't hear you well. I just hope I helped you, okay. And I was right on for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in for a psychic reading, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And if you'd like to send some feedback to BBS, it's contact@loginservice.com.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. What's your name?
Janine.
Where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. I'm having a hearing problem on your end. I'm just going to have to do the best I can. You can
okay.
hear me well?
I can hear you okay, I think.
Okay. You know, I'm getting, with you, I'm getting, I feel like I want to, first of all, you got a lot of metaphysical stuff around you.
I do.
Okay, I feel like I'm either into the arts, or I'm dabbling, or I have an intense interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this may be past life, too, with you.
Okay.
I'm being pulled to the past. This is, if you are drawn to the paranormal and the metaphysics, you were deeply involved in past lives. Okay, I want to relay that to you. It might help you understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Also, I'm hearing, continue with my studies. I don't know if you're in school, you want to go to school.
Not really.
Or somebody very close to you is in school, one way or another, or wants to, but I do feel this is a good time for it if this is what you wanted to do. And if you are in school, you're going to do very well with it. Okay, I'm hearing continue with my studies. You also have talent in the psychic field. Very intuitive. Very intuitive with you. And you can also do something with it if you'd like, if it's something to think about. I don't know if you already are, if you're into metaphysics or not, but if you're not and you're being pulled there, you would do well to explore it anyway.
Mainly, I need a job.
Very old
right
soul, I'm hearing. Ancient. I'm hearing ancient soul. So you have been through many, many different times. You would, and you have almost like an insight into the hidden and the mysterious. And if you dwelled on it long enough, it would come through for you. Information would come through.
Mm-hmm.
Decision making, I'm hearing too. Rely heavily on your intuition with any decision making or any decisions in life. Intuitively, you're very, very, your intuition is very heightened. You can rely heavily on it.
Do you
also
see work for me?
With you, I'm getting a friend or friends that might have the same interests or involved in the same thing that you're involved in, and you can also rely heavily on them, too, as far as advice and intuition goes.
Okay.
Studying.
I really
Are
need
you
a
in
job.
School?
Pardon?
Are you in school?
No.
Do you want to go to school?
No.
Is anybody around you training or in school?
My oldest daughter is thinking about it.
Okay, because it's going to be an issue. I wouldn't be surprised if you find yourself thinking about it. Probably around the end of April, or inspired some reason or some way. To study. I'm hearing studies with you. It's something you might want to check into if you ever thought about it.
I need a job.
I'm hearing a teacher. I don't know if this means anything to you. I don't know if they're pushing me to school or you're involved in teaching somehow, but I keep hearing a teacher, a very good teacher.
I'm looking for work.
You're looking for work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you teach or?
No.
Anything with the school system or?
No.
Boy, I keep feeling you might want to target an institution like this, where a school or a training center. In your job search, you might want to put that on your list.
Okay.
I just keep hearing school and teaching with you, and it may be they're pulling me in that direction. So don't be afraid to target colleges and schools looking for work also. I don't know what it is you do, but I believe you would do well.
Do you see anything
soon? In that type of setting. I feel as though somebody in an educational system is going to connect you to work. So if you have any friends that do work in colleges or schools, it may pay to reach out to them and let them know that you are looking for work, because I feel like a connection will come through somebody in an educational system. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Also, I do believe that there are some missing pieces to a puzzle. All the players aren't on the scene yet. I would give it like another 2 weeks, and I feel that people and circumstances will be pulled to you that will help you in your job search. Give it about 2 more weeks, and someone will come through and connect with you. This is what I'm hearing. All the pieces of the puzzle aren't there, and all the players aren't on the field yet. So
okay.
Give it 2 more weeks, and I believe that you're going to see a big change in your job search.
Okay.
All the facts aren't available right now. So
okay.
The best thing you can do is just keep applying yourself and give it 2 weeks and see how it goes.
Okay.
Did mom pass with you?
No.
Mom or grandmother?
My grandmother.
You have an older woman around you, and she's handing you a flower. Okay, I feel like she was old world type, liked her garden, liked to grow things, almost like she was somebody you'd find living in the country. And
okay.
She's very close to you. She's right around you now. They don't come through much on these quick readings, and this time she is coming through for you. She wants you to know that she's guiding you and helping you with things in life. Concerned about a child is what she's saying. Is there a child that's having problems?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is your mom or your grandmom, because I can't hear you well. But she's concerned about the child also, and she's watching over this. Your job search and some problems with a child is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Skills. I feel like you might have a skill or a training or an education that you might have used before or learned and in the meantime have let it go or haven't used it in a while, and you want to maybe bring that back to life. Think about your past and the things that you have done and the things that you have learned. There's something there that you have done in the past that you can do again in the future, and it would be very beneficial to bring it back into your life. I'm also hearing by the end of April, some old friends from the past are going to be contacting you or bumping into you. And family members that you haven't seen in a while are going to come forward, too, and become significant. So stay open to that. And I'm getting some type of it's almost like a family gathering or an event of some kind between now and the end of April. If you get invited to something like this, go to it, because there's going to be some connections there also for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all they're giving me on this.
Okay.
I got some numbers. I got a 2, and I got a 6, and I got a 7 for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I hope it helps you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tell your friends about BBS Radio.
I will.
Okay. God bless. Good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, the number is 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And we do love feedback. Can't get enough of it. contact@bloginservice.com. And like I said to the other caller, I will be here 4 times a week, starting the first week in April. And it will be 2 noon shows Eastern Standard Time, 1 on Wednesday, 1 on Friday, 2 midnight shows Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday and Sunday. And I will be here this coming Wednesday again. So stay tuned and keep your dial on bbsradio.com. If you'd like a reading, it's 1-888-268-4313, U.S. and Canada.
Did I get you on there?
Do you have a caller?
How are you doing this evening? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good.
Just
barely.
You,
so this is a good thing.
Are you a caller? Huh?
Say what?
I can just barely hear you.
Well, I'm not doing too bad hearing you tonight. If I speak up louder, does that help?
A little bit. That's good.
Okay. I'm in the hole in the well again.
What's your name?
My name is Gayla.
Nice.
I'm calling from the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Nice. How you like the show?
I'm kind of curious as to what finances look for me in business aspects for my business this spring and summer coming up.
Okay. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, you have a lot of talent in business, and you have almost like the touch to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it being more towards the end of April with the money.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know when you're starting or where you are at now with it.
Well, I'm trying to build it right now. We're trying to get it finished up.
Okay. What's your target date for it? How far
well,
away
you know,
are you?
I'm kind of at the mercy of carpenters.
Ah, I see. Okay. What's the end of April look like? Are you hoping it's done by then? Because
I had kind of gave up on April 1st, obviously, because that's right around the corner, so I had shot to go for May. May even realistically be the 1st of June.
Well, that's what I'm feeling, like the end of April, beginning of May. Things going a lot smoother and being on track for you.
So you see sales and stuff doing fairly well for me?
I'm getting some stuff here. A lot of hard work and major effort being rewarded. Now, there is retro action here. It's almost like you've been working on this for a while and it's finally coming together.
Yes.
And you already validated that, and you're going to be rewarded. Your hard work and effort was noticed.
Okay.
And you have set a lot of things into action that are going to come back and pay off for you.
Well, that's great, because so far it's been all money out and nothing coming in.
I know. That's basically what I'm being shown. And it's retro. You're going to get a retro reward.
Wow.
Yeah. Because of all the effort and what you put into this, it's going to come back and bless you. So you're on the right track. Don't give up. And
that's good to know, because some days I do get a little frustrated. No, I get a lot frustrated.
I'm feeling that, and it's going to pay off for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Give it until the end of April, May 1st.
Okay.
And then stop thinking about it and wait until the end of April and then evaluate it.
Okay.
And I think you're going to have a better outlook on things. Things are going to be...
And I have one other question for you. Are you picking up on any of my past lives?
Well, let me get out. When they start sending me imagery, I can't interfere with it. I got to get everything out first. And then,
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just give you what I'm hearing, and then it may even come out during what I got here. I'm getting the struggle, the hard work, almost to the point where my head is spinning over what I'm working on and what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
I keep hearing, keep it up. The effort is worthwhile. Don't give up.
Okay.
Definitely going into business. Do you have to move, or is anybody moving?
I already did.
Oh, you just did?
About 5-6 months ago.
Okay.
This has been a very big project, a lifetime dream being
okay,
fulfilled now.
I'm hearing there was a move, or somebody's moving, or there was a move of some kind. So continue to work hard. They don't want you to give up on what you're doing, that's for sure.
Well, that's good to know.
They keep saying patience. Patience and endurance. Just focus on that.
Okay.
And,
in other words, stay the mile.
Getting your way, you're going to work your way through them. I'm getting a victory on the work that you've been doing. Something with a vehicle, too. I don't know if you need a car, or you're selling one, or you may want to...
We're thinking about getting another one.
Okay, I feel like you're probably going to get a new car, because I'm hearing they're showing me a car, and I'm either buying or selling, and you're saying you need a new one, so
okay.
I would look for that also.
Okay.
Possibility of some travel, too, between now and the end of April.
Hmm.
You may find yourself traveling. It may be just a day trip or a weekend, but there is some travel coming up here for you also.
It wouldn't be. My father has a huge blood clot, and he's not doing what the doctors tell him to do. And he's in his late 70s.
I see.
And I'm just wondering, because you know with blood clots, anything turns loose, you're a goner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can't operate on it. They can't do anything for him.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, just like you said, there's a lot of thoughts and thinking about somebody's health.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving me much on it. So in my case, no news is good news.
That's good.
But I do feel that he's got the best of care. And that you will be exposed to talking about and thinking about medical treatment and medical issues and someone's health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing money and success is definitely coming to you. So stay doing what you're doing at least until May 1st. Don't give up.
Okay.
And I'm being pulled to the home. Things in the home are going to get better. If they're not good already, they're going to get better and they will be... very comfortable. I'm very comfortable in the home. I feel like I'm also buying things for the home. I'm doing things around the home that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you're going to see more of that.
This was a picture-up home that we bought.
The end of April. As far as past life goes, there's a connection to birds, and I feel like this is past life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know exactly what they're showing me, but I feel like I either work with birds or raise birds. And I feel like
Indian.
I did this in a very elegant fashion. It was almost like I was royalty and I was raising birds, or I had a thing with birds, or I trained birds.
Mm-hmm.
Either for the elite or... I was the elite, and that was an interest with me. I'm being pulled to, like, I'm feeling Europe, too. A past life in Europe, and it was connected to birds. And there was a past life also in Rome. I'm getting some roaming imagery around you. So I don't know if you feel connected to Europe or to Rome, but I do feel like you might have had a past life in Rome, and there was also a connection to raising birds or doing something with birds. And that's about all I'm really getting on you right now.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm just interpreting pictures that they're showing me, and I take it to be past life imagery.
Well, I traced this past summer. I spent a lot of time, Tracy and our family... tree. and it traces back to the royalty of England.
Yeah, that's what I'm being shown.
Yeah.
That's what I'm being shown, royalty in England. And you either did something somewhere in that family tree, there's probably going to be a very elegant female that either raised birds or had a connection to birds.
Okay.
So keep that in mind as you're doing your family search.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see if something pops.
It will be, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, dear. You have a wonderful night.
I'm getting a 7, and I got a 9, and I have 11 for you.
7, 9, and 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing. You're right, on the right track. They're showing me excellent imagery for generating income and for starting a business.
Okay. Sounds great.
I'm confident that you're going to do very well and it's going to be successful for you.
Okay.
But
thank you.
Keep in mind, don't give up between now and May 1st.
I'm in this too deep now to give up.
Okay, because I feel like you make it a little frustrating and there's still a little hard work left, but you're going to
do
well.
But I'm way ahead of it than I was.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of progress. It just hasn't, I've gotten impatient. It's not went as fast as I wanted it to.
Yep, I'm
maybe
that
reason was being to teach me patience.
Yep, a lot of the frustration is self-inflicted with you.
Yes, I know.
Yep, and you're on the right track, and you're going to do well.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us. If you'd like to call 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. Free psychic readings 4 times a week. My noon shows will be starting the first week in April. It'll be the 5th, which is a Wednesday, and the 7th, which is a Friday. And I'm looking forward to exchanging hours so everybody can get a chance to call in and get some free readings.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, but I can hear you.
Okay. It must be my phone. You're very low to me, too. So it might be just a connection tonight. Usually it's a little better than what it is. Okay,
this is Jim from Pennsylvania.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Good. Got a lot of friends in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Boy. You're making me feel like I'm spinning. Like I'm on a Ferris wheel. Up and down, up and down. I feel like maybe you feel this also in your own life.
Yeah.
It will get better, though. It will be slowing down. I'm also feeling that you, out of nowhere, a lucky break is going to be coming to you. I feel like it may be within the next 2 weeks or by the end of, within the next 30 days, you have a lucky break or a stroke of good fortune almost. I mean, I just feel like you either bump into it or you stumble on it or it comes out of nowhere.
That's great.
And it's going to be very helpful to you. And it's going to make a difference in your life.
Awesome.
Listen, you know, I'm being pulled to the work world. Is there something going on in your work world that you wanted to know about, or?
Well, I'm only working part-time.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's a new career on the horizon.
Okay. And that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling you wondering that.
I have some thoughts about writing a book.
Okay. It'll be a challenge. By all means, go ahead and start it. I feel like you will. It's going to be very. Writing a book for you would be very healing for you right now. And it would almost become hobby slash career at first. More of a hobby. I'm going to get a lot of satisfaction from writing. Okay? I feel as though you do have the talent, and you should by all means go ahead and start. But see it as a hobby and a healing process, and also anything that you encounter with it. I'm getting growth from this. I'm feeling like you need to write. You really should be writing. And it's going to help you grow in many different ways, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah,
so by all means, don't think about it. Go ahead and do it. It'll be very beneficial to you to start writing.
Okay.
I'm getting an opportunity too coming out of this. As you get into writing and as you pursue your dream, opportunities are automatically going to be coming to you, and it may even be that stroke of luck I was telling you about. You might do so well with your writing that you just stumble on a connection and an opportunity to market it or publish it. So I would definitely follow my dream and start writing.
Okay.
Let's see. And have fun. I'm hearing a lot of laughter with this. It's very important for you to have fun when you're doing things. And with your writing, keep it at the fun level.
Okay.
Where you can laugh and look forward to it and enjoy what's going on. Don't view it as a job or as a chore. You want to view it as a hobby and something that makes you feel good.
Okay.
Keep it fun. Keep it fun, and something will come out of it, I'm hearing. Also with you, I'm hearing very good news coming to you by the end of April. I don't know if you got something in negotiations or if you have something in the courts or something is being... I feel like something's being negotiated. I don't know if it's a contract or a lawsuit or an award or... But I just feel as though real good news comes through. Negotiations go your way, and I want to be pulled to the legal system, almost like it's a legal issue that you're either going through now or maybe going through by the end of April. And if you do get into anything like that, it's going to go in your favor and will work out in your favor.
Okay,
I don't know if you're connecting to what I'm talking about.
Not really.
But if there is anything out there that is you're waiting for an answer on or it's in negotiations, I feel it going your way and agreements are being reached. Okay, and this should play out by the end of April.
Okay.
It's almost like, I feel like it's in business, work. Business and work. I keep hearing business and work and negotiations. Do you have any experience in law or?
No.
I feel like I'm doing something.
I have a lot of business experience, though.
You have business experience?
Yeah, and insurance.
You might want to use that again. If you do branch out into another career, I wouldn't be afraid to even go lean towards anything where you're in the middle of negotiations. I feel like you have a lot of talent for contracts and negotiating and the business end of things.
Okay.
And this is where you want to go with your abilities and your search. no matter what it is you're looking for. Okay. Look at the business end of it, the paperwork end of it, the part where you make things happen.
Yeah.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you, almost like, boy, I feel like I'm working for lawyers or a courthouse. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not.
I know a few lawyers, but I don't know why I would be working for them.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you actually go out into a job search, looking for something, you may want to target the court system or lawyers or something to do where you're involved with the negotiations.
Okay.
Whether it's verbal or on paper. I don't know if this makes sense to you. But this is where I'm being pulled to, where if I was looking for something, I would go, like, writing up contracts or bookkeeping or accounting. I'm in the business end of whatever it is I'm looking for.
Okay.
And this is where you probably want to look. If you're actually going out and looking for something new, I would target the business end of what I just keep hearing, the business end, the paperwork and the negotiating and this type of a thing. You have a lot of talent for that. I'm also getting some numbers for you. I'm getting a 10, a 6, and a 9.
Okay.
And something with the military, too. Were you involved
in the
military?
I used to be in the Navy.
Oh, you were in the Navy?
And my, this is interesting because I've had some intuitions that they were going to call me for some reason. But I have no idea why they would.
Yeah. Strange feeling I'm getting. Almost like I want to be pulled to the military. Also, I don't know, do you live around a Navy base or a military base? Or
no.
Or connected in any way to the military?
Well, you know, once you sign up, you're always theirs.
Yeah. Huh. I wouldn't be afraid to even look in that direction. Because
that's
they subcontract out with civilians, and
that's true.
I feel like I'm being pulled there for some reason. So you want to add that to your job search too.
Okay.
I'm just giving you targets of where to look and maybe a path to go down.
I see.
So if there is something that you can do for government or the military or the business end of any business, especially the judicial system, I believe you would do well with either one of it. Just trying to shine a light on your path, give you an idea of where to look and what to do.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
That's about all I'm going to get on you. I hope it helped you.
It sounds really good.
Okay, you
thanks
take care of yourself.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, is there another caller? Okay, folks, if you're enjoying the show and you would like to get a free reading, call me, 1-888-268-4313 in the U.S. and Canada. And we'd appreciate any feedback at contact at...
Michael, you've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay, folks, I'll see you next week, Wednesday night. This coming week, Wednesday night, I'll be here again. I hope you enjoyed the show. I appreciate and thank everybody here at BBS. They're a great group of people. Don and Doug Newsom.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.